What's good, y'all? Happy Good Friday. Hopefully you guys are having a good time with family members and loved ones. If not, if you're probably the 99% of Americans out there today and probably the rest of the world, you're probably at work right now. So don't be alarmed. You're almost done. It's that time of the week. You got one last day. Don't fuck it up before you get off work. Don't call your boss a cunt before we walk out the door. I understand. They've been bullshitting you all week, and you fucking had it. You're on the last straw. I get it. I fucking get it, all right? But cannot call your boss a cunt, and you can't tell him to go fuck off, okay? So take a deep breath. Let's do some breathing exercises. How about we do that, John?
All right, we should go back to the regular schedule program.
All right, John. Pussy.
Jesus Christ. Okay, back to the regular schedule program.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, go.
Oosa.
Happy Easter.
All right, y'all, appreciate it. And now, let's get started on the show.
Thank God.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Southern Lewisville.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Hey. Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
What's good?
Hope you guys are having a good week. As you can tell, it's my brother's birthday.
It was yesterday, but, you know, it's a birthday podcast.
Turns
so.
Big 2-7.
Yeah, don't.
He's already feeling what's the word? Rickety in the bones? Is that the word?
Yeah, I've been feeling that. I guess we could say I'm a little rusty.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Daddy. We'll get the hang of it.
Yeah. We had a good little birthday party for you. We had some ramen, and we went to go see the new Super Mario movie, which, by the way...
I slept through half of that. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. This dude was fucking... It sounded like a freight train was passing by. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised if there was a fucking train...
I don't know. I was too busy. Like, I was half asleep.
Yeah, the fucking food got you.
Oh, the food fucking got me. I told you I was already feeling that.
Yeah, every time you eat, you get the itis.
It's the itis. I mean, like, you can't fight the itis. Like, as much as you want to fight the itis, you can't fight it.
That's true. And the seats there didn't help because the seats there were like leather.
They were fucking, and I guess I had the seat warmer on.
Yeah. They had a seat warmer, and then they were low as shit to the point where it's basically in bed, you know?
Fuck it. I mean, it was a good movie, I mean, for the most part. I know, like...
It was really good. And especially, well, no spoilers, but it's good. You guys should really see it whenever you get the chance.
Yeah, like, I know it got, you know, bad reviews and shit like that, but, I mean, my personal opinion was actually a good movie. I mean, I like the premise. The way they shifted everything together, they brought that they were from Brooklyn, went into it. So,
and you know that that commercial that apparently it's from the actual old time games, one of the old games, like the 1980s or something like that.
Nice.
It was a promotion. It was a promotion commercial that they had back then.
Nice.
So then they brought it back as like an Easter egg sort of thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, that fucking movie. Chock full of fucking Easter eggs.
Yeah, they had nothing but Easter eggs on there. I mean,
especially at the end, they did like some Avengers Endgame sort of shit, like the after credits shit.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I know. Jack Black was dope in it.
Oh yeah, they made a good choice with him.
And fucking he has a good voice. I forgot how good a voice he had. Yeah,
the dude was in a rock band.
Yeah, he was in what's the name?
Tenacious D.
Yeah. I just heard Tribute when I was at the gym at a random, like it came out of my YouTube playlist. I was like, you know, I had all this fucking trap music and shit like that and on my fucking playlist, and then fucking Tribute came on. This is a trip. But like I couldn't change it. I was like, I was pumping to it. I was like, I didn't change it though.
Fucking Jack Black knows how to do
it. It was like about a month ago, so I was like, oh shit. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, good movie, yo. I definitely suggest taking the kids, and I would not be surprised if this movie makes $1 billion.
Honestly, yeah. Like, it's really good.
Like, foreign, like, once they hit the China market,
Chinese market. For sure. You know,
international Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
good. It's a family movie. It's Japan, or it's like Asian culture.
That's why Fast and the Furious is still here today.
And it's nostalgic as fuck, and it's for kids as well.
Especially in Japan, they're gonna go crazy.
And it even has the fucking like adult comedy with it too. That hidden sort of comedy, like you see in like Cat in the Hat with Michael Myers and shit like that.
Yeah, shit. I mean,
or not Michael Myers, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, But fucking, it was a good movie though, overall, man. Fucking, yeah, now you see why Fast and Furious, what's called, lasts as long as it did.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't be surprised if they did a part two or like a part three even. Do spinoffs or something like that.
I think they
could do Luigi's Haunted Mansion or something like that, you know?
Yeah, if they do a good story, I'm pretty sure they're going to come back for it.
Yeah, and besides, they still need to put in, like, Daisy and Yoshi and fucking the other characters and shit like that.
Shit.
But, or you know what? Did you see the new fucking trailers for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and fucking Blue Beetle?
The Blue Beetle was the best one in my opinion. Yeah. I was like, damn. And it looks like they're going to get, like, a Mexican family on the big screen, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like it looks like they'll get it right. Like,
I mean, I think they could have done better with the dad, because they fucking got George Lopez, which is the go-to, you know.
Yeah, but like whenever you need a Mexican dad, George Lopez is. George, we'll give you $2 million.
If you need some comedic relief from an old-timey fellow. George Lopez is there.
Excuse me, George.
If you need a Mexican dude that like will play a Mexican dad or something.
All right,
like that.
So we have one or two options: George Lopez and Lopez George. Which one would you take? You know, I can imagine them at the fucking the pitch meeting. All right, there's only one dad that can play.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
George Lopez.
You know that there is countless guys that were really
what about
good.
Pedro Pascal and no.
We need somebody that's really Mexican.
We need the original Mexican dad.
The original, the OG.
Fucking.
We want somebody to sell it.
Yeah, but yeah, now George Lopez looks like he's a good pick. Like, the fucking, and I'm glad the dude from Cobra Kai is getting his shine.
The kid.
Beyond Cobra Kai, because, you know, most of those actors that, like, you know, Ralph, what's his name, DiMaggio?
Yeah,
you know, that was always his only big hit was Karate Kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you never see him thrive anywhere else. Like, he had a role in Cousin Vinny, but you never see him after anything else. Like, I remember.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if all the other kid actors in that fucking show comes out to like become.
I hope
big
so.
Hits.
Like, it's like social media is a powerful thing.
The girl in the story was pretty dope. Well, the girls in the Cobra Kai storyline were pretty awesome. And then the guys, especially, those fucking.
Just,
awesome
I hope they don't fuck it up, because that movie looks like. Not saying like DC has this thing where they'll put out a bunch of shit
with
movies.
With James Gunn finally at the helm, pretty much, it could be like. Guardians of the Galaxy sort of shit, you know.
But thing is, this movie was made before James Gunn took over.
No, it was after.
No, it was before. I just saw a video on it.
It was either before. Or like during, because
so,
I know
they had finished production.
Talks,
yeah, they had already finished production before. James
but I
Gunn
mean,
came
like
in.
Either way, James like, Gunn came in and put his little finishing touches on it, and made it pretty good.
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows if he's gonna be, if this is just from, it's gonna be like around where you remember the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's gonna be like that, because the Flash has already been done for about.
Oh,
a year.
Yeah, yeah. James Gunn has nothing to do with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like. I'm thinking because they were made at the same time, and they're made around the same time.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They're made at around the same
time.
Blue
Beetle took a while to come out.
Yeah, because they originally it was supposed to be out last year.
Because I remember those fucking set photos that had happened like 1 or 2 years ago.
And it got delayed like 3 or 4 times, and now originally they're gonna just say fuck it and release it on HBO Max, but then they just said, you know what, nah, this is gonna be a blockbuster, so.
Well, whatever the case, I mean, now it's almost coming out, and it looks fucking exemplary. Even the suit looks really good.
The way they made it with, like, a horrifying transformation and shit like that, I was like, man, that was
because,
dope as fuck.
Because it's like a symbiote, you know?
Yeah.
It's an alien symbiote called The Reach or something like that. It's like a hive mind sort of shit.
Something like
the
that.
The storyline to it is pretty good. It's like it has depth to it, you know.
What's so it? Sakaris or some shit like that.
No. It's called the Hive Mind is called the Reach.
Oh,
They're like aliens from another planet that are like beetles. They're like they look like beetles, some of that, but they can control things like symbiotes and shit.
Yeah, I don't know that last part. I was like, hopefully they're just doing a tribute because supposedly I'm hearing some bullshit because there's this last scene on the commercial on the preview where he scratches the floor with the sword and it does the sword spin, which was dope as fuck. But everyone was like, "What the fuck is this, Power Rangers?"
Yeah,
no, fucking, I think it was
a Final Fantasy thing.
They probably did it too.
Final Fantasy is the one with the big ass sword.
Yeah, everyone was saying Tommy did that.
Well, I mean,
when he was in the Power Rangers,
but I mean,
I don't know if it was a tribute or not.
Power Rangers originated.
Maybe it was. That would be a nice tribute.
I mean, it would be, but I don't know.
Yeah, Power Rangers were out way before Final Fantasy.
No, I know, but like. Power Rangers wasn't even like American made or whatever the fuck. It was Japanese made by
originally, but just
and it was like named fucking.
They all belong to the Hasbro. So the reason why most of these shows were made to either up the sales on toys or up the sales on comic books. So most of these movies that are made, like now we're getting movies now and that kind of have surpassed comic books. And now we just look forward to the movies.
Yeah.
And so, but before that, when Blade first came out, that's why I say Blade was so revolutionary because it was a movie that saved the entire industry. Nobody was going to see superhero movies. Nobody. It was always a quick cash grab. Nobody cared for it. I mean,
the golden age of cinema was basically mafia movies and dramas.
Nobody was going to the cinema, you know, to fucking watch a superhero movie. Like they're like, oh no, maybe we could take the kids if we're drunk one night or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to pass the time. But like those movies were not made to like do anything else but to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Pander to kids and fucking sell the comic books. That's where their main sales were. Yeah. And then comes Blade. And now everyone wants a fucking sequel and fucking everyone's begging the studio to make a sequel.
Is that why they made three?
Yep.
Damn.
I'm telling you, Blade made fucking it revived the superhero cinema. Mm. Then along came Spider-Man, and people were fucking in this world. And cinema came in. Spider-Man came in with Tobey Maguire, Blade 2, et cetera, et cetera. And then it just became and then fucking X-Men, and then fucking boom, 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 boom. Then superhero cinema started evolving.
With Iron Man.
Iron Man solidified. Iron Man, like, yeah, you put it on that next level. Like, once Iron Man came out, the people were like, you know what? We need to see it on cinema. I like the books. I got to see it on cinema.
And they even, like, they knew exactly where they're going with that from the beginning. You know? As soon as Iron Man got popular, or even in production, they were like, okay, like, we're going to, if it's successful, we'll make this into a whole fucking franchise and shit like that.
Made fucking, back then, $145 million at the box office was 100% win. Mm-hmm. Like, he made, what was it, $180, almost $200 million
I think the production,
in the 90s.
I think the production was like 25 million?
Yeah. No, not even that. It was
because,
fucking,
I mean, for was, that day and age, the CGI there was
CGI
pretty good.
Sucked. I mean,
no, but yeah. for that day and age.
Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, it was good, but I mean, you didn't pay nothing above like $15 million back then for CGI. Nah, CGI. That's what I'm saying. Most of that stuff was practical effects, and then plus, Wesley Snipes already knew martial arts, so it was just a plus.
I wasn't talking about Blade. I was talking about Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. No, that movie cost over $100 million to make.
Damn, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm
just tired.
Yeah, that movie cost over $100 million to make, not to mention the salaries they paid off Terrence Howard, the original Rhodey. So at the time, he was a bigger actor than Robert Downey Jr., and Robert Downey Jr. got paid less than the secondary characters.
Because Robert Downey Jr. was like a recovering actor. You know?
Yeah,
that was his last.
I think he got like $20 million.
No, I think he got less than that.
No, he got paid more than Robert Downey Jr. And Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, wires crossed. I was talking about Robert Downey Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Robert Downey Jr. didn't get paid more than $10 million.
Yeah, because and like at that time he was like a recovering addict, and like that was his final big shot at the big time, you know?
Yeah, and then which rightfully so made the movie over $1 billion.
Oh yeah, dude.
When it first
came out, counting, because it's still like still, on streaming services and shit like that.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm sure he gets residuals from like
every time they put on those networks. She'd be like, once they get put on those network TV shows to like preview the movie, they still get paid royalties to it. That's why now actors get paid very less now. Mm-hmm. There's no real big action star other than Robert Downey Jr. and all them.
Yeah,
but because they get paid in royalties.
Yeah.
So now they're paying them based off wherever they make off
the movie. I'm sure that Robert Downey Jr. got like at least some percentage in like the merchandise.
Now Robert Downey Jr. he's good for rest of his life, his kid's life, and his kid's kid's life.
Yeah, definitely.
He's good. I mean, but Robert Downey Jr. can come back to. Honestly, we need him. Like the MCU,
you know, really that fucking needs him. Well, not really. There is talks about Chris Evans and fucking Robert Downey Jr. coming back, but not as their roles specifically, because you know how in the comic books of Ironheart, Tony is like the AI for her. So more than likely they'll
honestly, do that. Honestly, I'm not even too fond of Ironheart, to be real.
I mean, it's because she's a new hero. She's annoying. She's not really. She hasn't been that popular until like.
Man, she was all right when the comic books came out. It was all right. People mistaken all right for a very good. It was all right. No, it's because
like for that time, for like that time period, she was like the first.
She was fine. She was fine.
No, I
mean, in the comic books.
Yeah,
in the comic books, she was fine.
But I mean, Black Panther didn't really do her any justice because I mean
that whole movie was a shit show. That honestly. I don't blame anybody. They just did what the fuck they had with what they had. I can't blame any of the people. If anything, that movie could have done things better. But at the same time, I don't think they even had the resources to do anything better because I know they cut their budget. Mm-hmm. So they just worked with what they had. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I can't fully be mad. I did not like the movie. You know me. You already know my stance on that. I did not fuck with the movie one bit. But, you know, I can't blame them either because they worked with what they had. Like, after Chadwick died, I mean, that movie was pretty much done.
No, I mean, Black Panther is kind of like nothing without Chadwick.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing.
He's
I mean,
the one that
he,
made it.
He like, evolved the character like that. Yeah. Like, that's crazy. Like, the way I give credit to MCU is how they evolve the character, because all you think is he's some African prince that just you know thinks he's high and mighty, but there's more to him, and you see it, and then there's more to his story.
In the comics, he doesn't have that much backstory.
Yeah, they just
basically
cut
he's an
dry.
African prince. He rules the futuristic city, and that's really all you need to know. Plus, he's arrogant or whatever. Yeah. But in the fucking storyline, they make him out to
actually be a good, wholesome
and actually build a storyline.
Build a story around him. Like he was actually
like
a good character
and shit like
that. I'm like, he was an actual good character of good heart. Like even his ancestors acknowledged it. Like he was such a revolutionary.
He still was arrogant when he had to be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like when he had to be.
When he first came out in Captain America Civil War. Yeah. He was arrogant as fuck to the fucking other heroes and shit like that, but that's because he needed to put up that front, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, when somebody kills your father and then they fucking put you in jail right afterwards, or something else, you know what I mean?
I'm also talking
that kind of
like,
fucks with your mental, your psyche a little bit. Like, I understood, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you understood where the fuck he's come from because, hey, they just fucking killed my dad and you guys have me here. Like, nah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, then they're trying to protect the guy who killed his dad.
And even when he was, like, in custody and shit like that, he was still kind of, like, hard, you know? Like, he was, like, didn't show any weakness, you know?
Yeah, I'm just like...
And then when Black Panther came out, they showed a more humble side to him and shit like that. And that's what made everybody go, like, fucking bad shit for him.
Yeah, and then I'm like... I'm like, nah, like... Trust me, like, fucking... The movie was okay. Her character... But Ironheart's character... They said she was good. She was annoying.
I kind of agree with you on that. I mean, they probably could have done better, like to make her humble or something like that, or at least.
It's not even the humbleness. Honestly,
they just used her for comedic reasons.
Because fucking, you know, Tony Stark pulled off the fucking. He wasn't humble. He was up front.
Yeah, he was cocky as shit.
Yeah, but you couldn't stop.
Yeah.
You still couldn't stop going seeing his movies. You love the fuck out of him. I mean, each one of his movies made over $700 or $800 million.
Look,
that's not because
look, what they did with Ironheart and the Black Panther 2, they butchered the fuck out of her. Either way, the fucking movie was kind of a shit show. You could kind of tell that they added Ironheart at the last minute. But then either way, they were probably going to end up using her as comedic relief. Like, I don't know if the director greenlighted it or something like that, but it obviously wasn't.
That movie was a shit show. Like, they wanted Namor to fuck Shuri. That movie was a shit show.
Yeah.
And like, I'm telling you, not bullshit you not. Look it up. They actually wanted Namor to fuck Shuri in Tokon.
I was just like,
what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what the fuck were y'all doing?
They wanted, like in that scene where they had like an intimate moment.
Yeah,
they wanted that scene to happen, but then like they, at the end of the day,
it was just like,
it would have ruined it.
Honestly. Oh no, I would have walked out. I'd be like, I'm done. Like you just killed, you know what I mean? Like he didn't kill the mom at that point. He killed her later on, but still, the fact that they try to. Like I said, I already talked about my disgust on the movie. I don't watch it. I skip it.
We've been talking about it for a good 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. That movie was just horrible. I'm mad that Angela Bassett didn't get that Oscar. I don't know.
She fucking deserved it.
She deserved it. Like, there was a role to get for that. It was that role. Like, that movie. Like, I don't know. I guess it was that other movie she did.
She saved the movie, though.
She saved the movie.
She was the one person that saved
it. There's three things that saved that movie. It was a funeral, the fucking...
Angela Bassett,
and then the kid at the end. I was like, okay, this was okay. Like, now that I see this, I'm like, okay, now I see you weren't a fucking cunt.
It was kind of, it felt like filler.
Yeah,
like that's basically it, because Shuri is a stand-in. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know full well that the kid is going to end up being...
Oh, yeah, no, like, he's going
to
want...
But they just needed somebody to kind of, like, do, like, a pass the torch sort of thing, because they couldn't do it with... Fucking Chadwick Boseman. Rest in peace.
Yeah, and then I'm over here thinking the kid's a fucking cunt, and turns out she's not a cunt. She was just protecting a kid, and I was like, okay, cool.
The new suits were kind of weird. I wasn't sure if that was actually in the comics. Nah, I think they just added that.
They just did some bullshit. They're like, okay, put it in. And even with the new suits, they still got fucking slapped. And so I'm like, why even put? You know, why do all this bullshit? I mean, I don't know.
They were good just as they were.
It was bad. It was bad strategy.
Like, it felt like they just needed to add more superheroes into it, you know, or like more people with suits or some shit.
Yeah,
like
all this shit was just bad strategy.
Yeah.
There was nothing but bad strategy after bad strategy. And I'm like, you guys are making the worst mistakes ever. I mean,
we aren't gonna continue
going on Marvel Secret Invasions. Preview for Secret Invasions came out as well.
Yeah. And hopefully in that one, they bring back like, a character of some kind. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, maybe they do the Steve Rogers thing, because Steve Rogers was like, there was some, what's the name, Skrull or some shit like that.
Yeah,
that they were pretending to be Captain Rogers in the comics and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, they could very well do that sort of shit.
I mean, you never know.
We'll see. I guess it comes out next month, right?
Yeah. But
should be good.
It's raining again, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be raining all week, man. All weekend.
On my birthday. It's also Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to anybody who believes in that shit.
And then Sunday is fucking Easter.
Easter, yeah.
I just fucking remember that.
We'll do a whole intro. I'll do a separate intro and shit like that. But
happy Good Friday happy Easter.
Whatever, I'm over here. We'll do a separate episode after this one, but. But yeah, y'all, man, I don't know. Cinema right now is in the shit show.
Well, it was on the low, but now it's picking up again because, I mean, you got new movies like Into the Spider-Verse coming out.
Yeah, my bad.
Blue Beetle.
I'll run that back.
And then in more recent, Barbie is apparently like Barbie's men and women are fucking like wanting to go real bad.
I don't know. It looks a little funny though. There was a part where she's like, where he's like, I'll beat you off. He's like, no, God, not if you ain't gonna beat him off unless you beat me off too.
They even got fucking Michael Cera in there too.
Yeah, I mean, and they got Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's
gonna be a good movie. I could kind of feel it already.
Yeah. But I just don't want.
Apparently, the director was the kid, the environmentalist kid, Greta Gerwig or something like that.
What?
I'm not sure if that's true, but I mean,
Greta Gerwig. You mean Thunberg?
Oh, that's your fucking name. Never mind then. I got those names confused.
Fuck Greta Thunberg. Fuck you. Lying ass bitch.
I got Greta Gerwig and fucking Greta Thunberg next. My bad.
Fuck Greta Thunberg. Fuck you.
Anyways, going back to movies.
Back to movies. I'm sorry. I don't like fake pieces of shits like that. I hate that.
I mean,
not saying I hate her, but I don't like her.
I mean, everybody's fake, bro. That's why I don't follow politics that much. Because,
her ass is really fake. Did you see the video behind her setting up her arrest?
What do you mean?
So they caught her on video setting up her arrest on fucking... So you know where the cops arrest her?
Mm-hmm.
In Germany?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, honestly, they arrest her like almost all the time. So
supposedly. Mm. So check this. But somehow she keeps getting out and doing some other protests and gets arrested again, but somehow keeps getting out and free.
Well, I mean, it's because, like, she's not really doing anything bad. It's just peaceful protests that she's doing. I mean, she's not damaging property and shit like that, but like in those artists still, and shit like that.
So check this video out. So when they arrest her, she's like, okay. They're like, all right, Greta, just make sure to smile. Like they're throwing a camera. They're behind a camera, like, because they have the two cops right here, and she's like this, you know, where she's like,
or
like struggling.
It
was bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
let me, if I find a video,
honestly, even if she is bullshit, she's still bringing to light a serious topic, which is climate change and shit like that.
True, but I mean, at the same time, I gotta believe in the person saying the message too. And I don't believe a fucking word of what she's saying. Honestly, this is my whole thing.
I don't really care about the person. I care about the message, you know? Because and what she's doing, even if she was caught like fucking up or doing that shit,
when I said that, I was like, you see, now you're getting the message.
No, but you're talking about the exact opposite of what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm saying, either way, if she's doing that fuck shit, she's still bringing to light that serious.
No, but
topic
you said I'm not confusing the messenger with the messenger. That's what
you're talking about.
You said that earlier.
No, I said my whole thing is I don't really follow the messenger. I follow the message.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about, look, in this example. What I think you're making
my bad.
It out
I'm talking
to
about an earlier podcast, yo. My bad. If you guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about,
what I think you're making it out podcast to be is that people are following only Greta because she's like young and hip, whatever the fuck, and she seems like she's doing something serious. But for me personally, I don't really go with Greta at all. I go for the message, which is like climate change, like it should need to change, you know? But that's what I'm getting at.
Snap your W-2. She's full of shit. See if you qualify. Now, if the message does get out to help the environment a little bit, okay, cool. But at the same time, she's full of shit. So I don't fuck her.
Okay. Anyways, I mean, in other news, what else happened?
Look, check this out. I'll bullshit you now. Check this out.
Was there any?
So, check it out. But look, they're all smiling, joking around. Stop for the camera, Greta.
Police
don't stop for fucking paparazzi or any fucking press. They don't stop for no photos.
That's kind
if you're making an arrest, you're not gonna stop. Oh.
let's get in a picture. Everybody, get in a picture. No, you're not.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I'm like, no, fuck no. Fuck that bitch.
Oh.
But anyways, my bad. All right. Yeah. Let's move on to the next subject.
Let's see. What else is in the news?
Any new cunts out there lately?
Hold on. Let me.
Fucking. I don't know. I'm sorry. I really don't like Greta Thunberg.
Jeez. Yeah, give it a rest. Apparently, Drake dropped a new song today.
Was it the Search and Rescue?
Yeah. It dissed fucking Kanye.
Apparently. All right, one second. We're going to go listen to a song, and we're going to come right back to y'all. Real quick commercial break. We'll be back. If your bitch is out with her titties out, showing her goodies to the world in a see-through dress, you joined the right podcast. Because here we specialize in letting your girlfriend do whatever the fuck she wants. And just know that she's probably cheating on you. Yes, we in the Too Easy podcast know that your wife is probably a Sierra type. It's okay. And here we go for the Denver Broncos here at the Too Easy podcast. Reporting? Yeah, June.
Why?
The world needs to know that Sierra's a hoe, June. Jeez. If the world does, if we don't say it, who else is going to say it, June?
We've made it kind of apparent in the last episode.
The people must know, June. This girl's a hoe. I've taken out an entire promo. I took out a $5,000 loan to put this promo on, June. Show a little respect.
All right, you can.
Anyways, like I was saying, speaking of titties out, and no, I don't mean your wife. I mean Russell Wilson's wife. We all know her. She has her titties out.
All right, that'll do it for this.
I'm choking on my aspirations. Goddamn. If you have a dusty hoe that makes people cough, you chose the right podcast. But I guess we will end this segment here. Make sure to tune in every Friday for our podcast and show some love. And just maybe a little bit more love than Sierra shows Russell Wilson. Just a little bit more. But take care, y'all. And yes, Sierra, we see you. Go shine, girl.
I'm sure it's like a diss of some kind.
But anyways, what's good, y'all? We just finished hearing Search and Rescue by Drake. What'd you think about it?
It's good as a song. I'm not sure if it's a diss track.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like it didn't feel like a diss because it first came out as Rescue.
It feels like Drake is trying to find somebody to just save him or something like that. I don't really think it'd be called a diss track.
Everyone's saying it's a diss though.
But honestly, it's probably because Kim was sampled on there.
But they're not even married anymore.
Apparently that there's like some sort of like storyline or something like that with the fucking on the single, because you know how the image is Drake and some chick wearing race car helmets.
A word.
If it's Kim. Well, apparently Kim, in one of her stories, had like a racing helmet on or something like that. I don't fucking know when that happened or what, but that apparently that's what sparked it. But honestly, the eyes look nothing like Kim.
No, it doesn't look anything like Kim. It's,
honestly. And then Drake like got permission from Kim to like sample her, but then apparently like she gave the okay and she's like, yeah, it'd be funny or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
All right, she's probably doing that to fuck with Kanye.
Probably. Like it probably wasn't. Drake probably didn't do it to diss Drake. I mean, to diss.
Because you know, there's still some tension between Drake and.
Yeah, I mean, they squashed the beef, but I mean, supposedly. The beef has been lasting for a while. So I mean
it's like that bitterness. Because I mean. You fucking told Pusha T about his son, and then he fucking, you know, fucking. In my opinion, he did fuck Drake up, but it wasn't by himself. Like the way they made it seem like he did fuck Drake up, and it was a good chess move, but it wasn't like something that destroyed his career. You know what I mean? It was just something that I was like, I was like, you prick, you fucking had the information on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They revealed that he had a son and shit like that because he had the information from Ye. Mm-hmm. And so fucking, you know, Ye has been off his rocker for 5-6 years now.
No, apparently he's like recovering, but I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
that was probably just PR shit, you know?
I want to say, yeah, imagine being at that level of stardom for all your life. You're winning your whole life, and you think you could say anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's really what it is. It's not him being racist or, like, if you look at past face value, because everyone can joke around, like, oh, no, he loves Hitler, this and that, you know, just fuck around with him. But if you really look deeper into it, it's just him thinking, oh, I can get away with anything because I'm the genius. That might have been the case. And,
honestly,
you know, and he was his ego that got in the way of him realizing.
Because, I mean, he called himself, like, the new Jesus.
He called him Jesus.
The new Gandhi and shit like
that. Nah, he called himself the new King of Pop. I remember he was the new King of Pop. I remember he evolved and shit. And so I'm like, listen, he's a musical genius. Yes, I'll give him that.
He does have a lasting legacy, but yeah. I mean, himself as a person.
It's just like, he needs help. And then losing your mom.
Yeah.
At the time he did, that he needed her the most.
And I'm pretty sure people around him weren't supportive, you know?
No, they probably were. They're the yes man and shit like that.
They were like the fake people.
When you're at that level and you're paying all the bills, you have nothing but yes men around you.
Yeah.
People are like, okay, hey, man, that was a funny joke. My mom needs a new heart. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You got me, right? That was a funny joke, y'all. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of yes men around him.
Yeah.
And then he marries one of the stupidest celebrities on TV.
Yeah.
And then it just amplifies it.
And tries to build a family with her.
And even though she's for the streets, then he walks in on...
What's that saying go?
For the streets?
No. There's another saying. It's like, you can't take...
Oh, you can take a hoe off the streets, but you can't take the streets out of a hoe.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Or you can turn a hoe into a housewife, but you can't turn the housewife...
That sounds more like it.
Yeah, that shit. But yeah, and then, you know, and then he walked in on Chris Paul fucking his wife. Mm. And you know who Chris Paul is, right? From the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And which is why Drake, you know, wore the Chris Paul's jersey on one of his album covers. One of his Instagram posts when they started the beef, and then fucking that's when Kanye, I think, released his address.
I forgot that happened.
Put his address, and then fucking Drake was in the car wearing a Chris Paul jersey when he was laughing.
Yeah.
Fucking with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, what do you expect when you marry a
hoe? Honestly, it might have just been Drake just kind of like cashing in on the. Well, probably not cashing in. But I don't know.
Yeah, just.
Whatever. Whatever the case, I mean, it was a pretty good song, regardless, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was. For just a song itself, it was a pretty good song. But for the fucking. Like, if it was a diss, if y'all are like, oh, it's a diss. It's like, oh, he got him.
It's probably just because Kim was on the track.
It was just because Kim was on track. I'm like, no, that wasn't a diss.
As soon as they saw Kim on the track, it was like, beef.
All the fucking fanboys and shit like that. And I'm like, no.
That's probably what it was, honestly.
All the fanboys going crazy. Oh, my gosh. But I'm like, now, if there's a deeper story to it or something, then maybe. But honestly,
we won't hear any sort of stories for the time being because Kanye is going dark.
Yeah, I'm like. Like, Ye, Ye's been off his shit, man. Like, fucking, I don't know. Ye's been fucking up. Like, really up.
Obviously, he took his phone because now he's not tweeting or, like, posting as much, especially on Instagram.
Speaking of crazy, Trump got indicted. And fucking...
There's still selecting jury for it, aren't they?
Some shit like that. But he had a hearing for the case.
Mm-hmm. And he pleaded not guilty, right?
Yeah, he pleaded not guilty. So 36 now?
Yeah, it's 36 cases.
And which would equal him up to 130-some years in prison.
About that, yeah.
134 years in prison if he's convicted.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, he probably will be.
I mean, I don't know. Like, the thing where they would fuck him over in is that Stormy Daniels shit.
And even if they do convict him, all it really comes down to is if he gets bail or not. If he gets bail, then, I mean, he'll just pay it off,
some other rich prick probably bail him out. But
yeah, I mean, or like one of the fucking senators or something like that.
But I'm just saying, like, fucking.
I mean, but either way,
Trump, like, I don't think Trump can afford to even be convicted for any one of those cases, because if he gets convicted for any one of those counts, my fault.
Look, now that he's convicted, he can't run in anything anymore. Like,
no, he's
like, for sure out of everything.
He's actually being prosecuted. He's being prosecuted as of now. Jeez. Not convicted. Convicted means it's already done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Once you're convicted, that means you have to serve the time. But yeah, he's being prosecuted right now.
Isn't there like a rule that like if you get into like any sort of prosecution or like any sort of conviction, then you're immediately out? Or is it just only convicted?
No, convicted means you're getting sent to prison.
No, yeah, no, I'm not talking about that.
Or that means the case is over.
Because you know how
That shit's over with.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
realistically, that shit's over.
And especially in the rules and shit like that. Like, that's what I'm talking about. In the fucking checks and balances or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
no, that shit's over with.
Rules that stated that convicted felons can't do that.
If he gets even convicted of one of those counts, he's going to be in there for the rest of his life.
Probably.
Realistically, knowing how the system works, he's probably just going to get house arrest and live in a big mansion for the rest of his life.
Probably. I mean, that's how it usually works out for those big wigs.
Yeah, so.
We'll see how it goes.
Realistically. But
anyways,
time, like, I don't know.
We'll continuing see. On in the entertainment industry.
What's up?
There's a new trailer for the new Ahsoka fucking.
That shit too. Yeah. That shit looks good.
They introduced the Star Wars Rebels in that fucking.
Yeah.
Especially Ezra. They didn't do like a full person, but they did a hologram, you know?
Of Ezra?
Yeah. And
I need to go back and watch it.
Yeah. But honestly, he does look pretty good. I mean, we'll see how he looks like the more they go into production, but. For the hologram, he seemed pretty all right.
Yeah, I'm glad he got something out of that actor.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if The Mandalorian ended with them teasing Ezra, you know? Because, I mean,
that'd be dope.
Honestly, they're kind of just building up to it because they introduced fucking Zeb in fucking the
Mandalorian. If you haven't watched The Mandalorian, just know that, well, go watch it now. I mean, if you haven't watched it by now, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So Din gave the dark saber back to Bo-Katan?
Yeah.
And so now she's the rightful ruler of Mandalore. So now she's gathered up her army, bringing it back to Zella, or the original Zealots of the Way.
Yeah.
So, or Mandalorians.
So they're going to basically build like an outpost over in
which is dope, because I'm like, bet. You know what I mean? But that latest episode, getting a lot of bullshit. Like, it's one of the lower rated episodes. The only good thing was that last part.
Because it was basically filler. Like, honestly.
I mean, it was hella filler. And it fucking, and I guess Jack Black came out on it, which is funny.
And Lizzo, too.
But I mean. It was all right. It wasn't
them themselves. It was more like the storyline. It was basically filler.
The way if they would have had him in a different role or some shit then maybe they would have been dope as fuck. But like the story they had for both of them, I was like, come on now.
Yeah, it was filler.
Basically. Yeah, so I'm like, y'all could have done a better job.
But anyways, I mean, continuing on the fucking Star Wars train, it's just been announced that apparently there's gonna be a new Star Wars film coming out. And it's still gonna have Rey, like she's gonna reprise her role, but it's gonna be like a new like sort of storytelling. I think I'm not too sure about that one, but apparently that she's gonna like build the Fallen Order like from the ground up again.
Who said that?
It's everywhere on fucking Twitter right now. Well, I'm not sure about everywhere, but it's picking up steam.
If they do that,
and. Apparently the person that's directing it is hold on, let me pull up her name. She's an Indian woman. Let me see. Charmaine Obaid Shenoy.
Man, that already sounds bad.
Jesus Christ, it sounds rephrase that, please.
So three new
Yeah
New then, Jedi Order.
Yeah. he's gonna apparently rebuild the Jedi Order, and there's been some people saying to have John Boyega reprise his role as well, and like make him out to become a Jedi as well, like they originally were gonna do, but
they didn't know what the fuck. It's too late. It's too late.
Oh. It's too fucking late. Star Wars is done. You guys had 3 fucking movies and 5 years of everyone's attention to just fuck it up. It's too late, yo. I'm sorry. Y'all motherfuckers shit the fucking bed. It's too late. It's too late, Kathleen Kennedy. You fucked it up. The only good thing you ever did in your career was The Mandalorian. That was the only good thing of your fucking career that you did. Mandalorian and fucking... And you didn't even have creative control over them, over Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni. You did it. So that's why, and that's why that fucking show succeeded, because they weren't, technically they were under your purview, but at the same time, they did their own fucking thing, and it was amazing. You guys would have just let actual Star Wars fans, you know, do what the fuck they actually wanted to do. Those three sequels. That trilogy would have been shit. Yeah. Those movies were garbage.
That's probably true. But I mean, hopefully they could like kind of pick up the pieces with this movie.
Man,
if it even goes past fucking production.
I want George Lucas to come back. I'm sorry. George, you got to take control, dog. I'm sorry.
I mean, he might, seeing the new trilogy being ass.
Oh my gosh. That trilogy was so ass. The last movie was horrible. There was like 1 or 2 good scenes, but it was just shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, like they.
Well, I mean, it's still basically like in talks, you know. So I mean, we'll see what happens. Or
man, if they bring them back,
I mean, or I think it's in production already. I'm not too sure, but honestly, like we'll see how it goes. But I mean,
I don't know, man.
I think that's about it for Star Wars shit that goes on.
I'm saying this now. Ray officially returning to Star Wars' new movie.
Yeah, but I really do hope that John Boyega comes back. I'd love to see him as a Jedi.
Yo, even my dog, Tyro Magnus, he's mad as fuck. Really? But shout out Tyro Magnus, man. Me and him go back. He's one of the more famous YouTube reactors. Mm-hmm. And speaking of video, I'm going to try something, y'all. I want to try to start putting our podcast on video because y'all just need it to be on YouTube. Oh, it's on YouTube, right? Whenever I give anybody the link or anything. Yeah, it goes to YouTube,
well,
right?
Well, honestly, I think it's basically just for like background shit, you know? Because some reason, people love having YouTube as a background thing.
Yeah, they love going to YouTube. I mean, I'd prefer to have our shit here on Spotify. Mm. I'd prefer it, but I know everybody wants to.
I mean,
everybody wants to see visually, and you're like, you're gonna put it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, they definitely want to see us shirtless. And
yeah, sure. I don't have a shirt right now, y'all.
Eating food and shit. Eating food.
I look horrible.
Yeah.
I am the opposite.
I don't know if you guys want that shit, but
I'm just like fucking. All right, fine. Fuck it.
We're not camera ready.
No, we're not. But still, if we do it, I mean, just know that it's not gonna be perfect coming in. It's not.
Wrote it up.
But anyways, y'all, I definitely do appreciate y'all tuning in. And for as long as y'all did, I mean, we are piece by piece, we're getting there. I mean, I know we're not the greatest fucking podcast ever been produced, but we'll get there, y'all. Because we're still working on it. I mean, we're still new.
Like 1 year old.
1 year old, damn.
So we'll see.
But yeah, it just takes time, y'all. Takes time. And fucking, I don't know. Let's see what else is there. Because I know, let's see. I'm trying to see right quick. God damn. All these, I'm looking at this, all the Harry Potter children.
Mm-hmm.
They're in their 30s now.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking crazy. Oh, speaking of Harry Potter, thank you. I'm glad I brought it back up. So they're rebooting the Harry Potter series on HBO Max.
Oh, I fucking forgot about that.
Oh, man. Just because, so check this out. They're doing it because they want more inclusion versus the J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter.
Jesus.
Supposedly, that's what the reason why they're making a new one. Because everyone was mad about Hogwarts Legacy making over $1 billion. Shout out to Hogwarts Legacy. I still need to get the game. I'm sorry. But congrats to Hogwarts Legacy and making $1 billion.
They should have just left it alone.
Now they're making a new series now on HBO Max. And I'm not ready for it. Mm. I'm not. I don't want it. Nobody asked for it. We're fine with the original trilogy. We're fine. Dude. I'll rewatch the original trilogy.
Honestly, the original trilogy got it right. I don't.
All right, my bad. Original saga. My fault. I'll rewatch
the. Not even trilogy. Yeah, we fuck it.
Hey, my bad. Yeah. I'm fucking. I'll rewatch the original saga. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna be clicking on that show for the life of me. You guys already ruined Velma. Technically, Scooby Doo. You guys are about to ruin one of the biggest, most top earning series that's ever came to light. Second to Marvel. Mm. And that's Harry Potter. The only one that was behind, realistically, the only series I was behind the Harry Potter or the Marvel franchise was Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And you guys are about to ruin that too. So guys, if anybody, any executives listen to this on HBO Max, please don't. You guys still have time. Please don't. Because if I find out, like the only person I would accept that you change their race on is Hagrid, because technically you're supposed to be black in the book. Mm-hmm. J.K. Rowling came out, the actual writer herself came out and said Hagrid's supposed to be black. I'll accept that. I'll take that one. Mm. But if you're going to fucking have a black Hermione, an Asian Harry Potter, and a fucking Jewish Ron, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch it. Not because
we got ourselves a bit of a racist here.
Oh, yeah. You know me. I'm the biggest racist there is.
Wow.
Adolf Hitler ain't got shit on me. I'm just playing. But fucking.
Yeah, we're
but fucking shout out. Yeah. But shout out. But like I said, guys, I'm begging you, don't do it. And I'm black and Mexican. I'm the embodiment of.
He's black and Mexican, so
I'm the embodiment of inclusion.
Yeah.
So
he's like
please.
The minority.
So please, you're talking about a mixed kid here. Yeah. Don't do it. I'm sorry. I'm already done at this point with woke Hollywood. I'm done. I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. If I gotta pull out for a couple years, I'll do it. But fucking guys, don't do it. You guys are already gonna make Harry Potter. What did they change his race to?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't follow that shit.
But supposedly, Lost Boys are black girls now. Somehow. In the new Peter Pan movie.
Oh.
My bad. No, not Harry Potter. Peter Pan. So they made Peter Pan. Peter Pan. What'd they name him? Make him? I forgot his race. But Lost Boys are now women.
Well, I mean, not all of them. They just included a few of them.
Yeah, but it kind of defeats the purpose of Lost Boys. Yeah.
But, maybe. Yeah, honestly, I don't know more for that.
Morning. But I mean, I'm done. If y'all make Harry Potter and if you guys fuck up the new Harry Potter series, I hope you guys don't make it at all. We're fine with the original saga. I'm sorry. We're fine. I'm giving Little Mermaid a chance just because there's not really specifics on it. I'm giving Little Mermaid a chance.
I wonder.
Even then, I don't like the fact that they just race swapped But I'm not gonna get mad over a mythical fish. So, you know, you kind of get what you get. But, but yeah, and it's I don't know. I don't know what they plan on doing with this shit.
Did y'all eat the whole cake?
No. Why?
Where is it?
Did it disappear?
Yeah, there was one. There was one piece left, and I ate it.
Liar.
Yeah.
Just say that you ate it all.
No, there was one little chunk right here when I came back.
Sure.
Okay.
Happy birthday. We know it was good.
Yeah,
we know
I said, it was good. I said that to myself too. I was like, "Well, fuck me, right?"
Yeah, sure.
Open up. Like one small
fact,
piece.
I know for a fact when I went to bed, it was like.
I know that too.
Three quarters left.
But it was only one piece left for me. And it was like the piece was right.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
I thought. I'm fucking with you, but still, sure. I'm just saying. Yeah, you know, fuck me, right? But anyways. The racist, misogynistic Ruben, or King Barco, as I like to say it, is getting older, is a year older now. So after 27 years of misogyny and racism, I'd like to thank all the races I hate, all the people I don't like. Right, you've kept me going
turn into some sort
off
of
this
fight.
Hate. June, it's a birthday message, June.
Okay.
Let me at least say it properly. Okay?
Can I like not hear this?
You know, I don't like any other races. I hate everybody.
Okay, I don't
want to
be associated.
I'm the biggest here. Racist there is. I don't like any races. I'm a racist. I'm a misogynist. I'm very selfish and narcissistic. I don't play well with others. Yeah, here I am. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank everybody who's supported us all this time and supported a misogynistic, even the ones that hate listen. You still are supporting us. So I just want to say thank you. Without you guys, none of this would be possible. My dream to talk shit online and not get canceled. My prayers have been answered. So thank you guys for making my dream come true. And talk shit with you, my brother, and others, including Jasmine and Zara. That way I can be racist and misogynistic in peace. I thank you. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you once again. But anyways, I guess I'll do it for us here at the Too Easy Podcast. On behalf of my co-host and me, fuck you. Have a good weekend.
All right. Have a good Easter, guys. See you
next Happy Easter, y'all. He doesn't mean that. He said fuck you, too. Yeah, hey, he doesn't mean that. Yeah, fuck you. Hey, what's good, y'all? Happy Easter. We hope you have a good Easter Sunday and a good Easter weekend with your family and loved ones. We know there's a lot of bunnies hopping around the trail. I hope you're one of them. And the trail is to happiness and togetherness. And now that we're done with that pussy shit, we want to thank you guys, and hopefully you tune in to the Too Easy Podcast, and hopefully you are getting some this weekend, especially on this Good Friday that we're releasing the episode on, but mostly before Easter Sunday. So that way, you know, you can hide at least two eggs in somebody.
Mm-hmm. Happy Easter, guys.
All right, y'all. Take care.